Law 12, Fouls and Misconduct. The most important of all the 17 laws is Law 12, Fouls and Misconduct. A direct free kick is awarded against any player who commits any of the following 7 offences. Kicks or attempts to kick an opponent in a careless or reckless manner, or by using excessive force. Trips or attempts to trip an opponent in a careless or reckless manner. Jumps at an opponent in a careless or reckless manner, or by using excessive force. Charges an opponent in a careless or reckless manner, or by using excessive force. Strikes or attempts to strike an opponent in a careless or reckless manner, or by using excessive force. Pushes an opponent in a careless or reckless manner, or by using excessive force. Tackles an opponent in a reckless manner, or by using excessive force. A direct free kick is also awarded to the opposing team if a player commits any of the following 3 offences. Holds an opponent. Spits at an opponent. Handles the ball deliberately. If any of these offences takes place inside the player's own penalty area, a penalty kick is awarded. An indirect free kick is awarded against the goalkeeper if he commits any of the following offences in his own penalty area. Takes the ball in his hands for more than 6 seconds. Touches the ball with his hands after it has been deliberately kicked to him by a teammate. In this example, there's no offence, as the goalkeeper did not handle the ball. Touches the ball again with his hands after he's released it, and it has not touched another player. If the ball is thrown to the goalkeeper, he cannot handle the ball. In this incident, there's no offence since the ball is headed to the goalkeeper. This is not an offence since the ball was not deliberately kicked to the goalkeeper. This is also permitted, since the kick to the goalkeeper was not deliberate. A player is also penalised by an indirect free kick if, in the opinion of the referee, he's guilty of dangerous play, impedes the progress of an opponent, prevents the goalkeeper from releasing the ball from his hands, or commits any other offence not previously mentioned in Law 12, for which play is stopped to caution or dismiss a player. The red and yellow cards are used to signal that a player is being sanctioned, but it can only be shown to players, substitutes, or substituted players. In this example, the referee shows the red card to a substitute seated in the technical area. But when a coach is expelled from the technical area, he is not shown the red card. There are 7 cautionable and 7 sending off offences. The cautionable offences are unsporting behaviour, dissent by word or action, persistently infringing the laws, delaying the restart, failing to respect the required distance at the restart of play with a corner kick, free kick or throw in, entering or re-entering the field of play without the permission of the referee, deliberately leaving the field of play without the referee's permission. The offence of unsporting behaviour covers a number of different offences, such as simulation, which is intended to deceive the referee. Unfortunately, all too common in the game today. Holding is another offence which is classified as unsporting behaviour. When a player holds an opponent to prevent him gaining possession of the ball or taking up an advantageous position. Other examples of unsporting behaviour are shown here, these reckless challenges. A player who delays the restart of play is cautioned. The player is cautioned for covering his face with a mask or other similar item to celebrate a goal. It is permissible for a player to demonstrate his joy at scoring a goal. However, the celebration must not be excessive. The player must be cautioned if he removes his shirt. Players are also cautioned for showing dissent, either by word or action. A player who persistently infringes the laws is also cautioned. A player who ran forward from the defensive wall before the ball was kicked was correctly cautioned for failing to respect the required distance at a free kick. Cautions are also given to players who enter, re-enter, or leave the field of play without permission. Here, the referee is correct not to caution the player. He re-enters the field with the referee's permission when the ball has moved away. There are also 7 sending off offences. Serious foul play. Violent conduct. Spitting. Denying an obvious goal-scoring opportunity by handling the ball. Denying an obvious goal-scoring opportunity by an offence punishable by a free kick or penalty kick. Using offensive, insulting or abusive language or gestures. Receiving a second caution. These are some examples of serious foul play. A player is guilty of serious foul play if he uses excessive force or brutality against an opponent when challenging for the ball when it's in play. This punch is violent conduct. The referee is very well positioned to see this other example of violent conduct. A player is guilty of violent conduct if he uses excessive force or brutality against an opponent when not challenging for the ball. The attacker, moving towards goal, has an obvious goal-scoring opportunity when he's fouled by the defender. Correctly, he's sent off. Players who receive two cautions in the same match are sent off. Football is a physical contact sport, and there are many strong but legal challenges. Referees have a duty to apply Law 12 correctly, to allow the players to demonstrate their skills and to let fair play flourish for the good of the game.